جی جا سوال کیے جا. ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. دس از یور ہوسٹ ودیا ہیئر ود ون مور آور آف کوئزنگ فن. آئی ہوپ یو گائز آر آل ریڈی. آر فون نمبرز آر 510-770-1550 510-770-1550 اینڈ آور categories today are Indian festivals, weather jumble and fourth grade math. In two of those categories you're going to need a pencil and paper, so if you don't have them already go grab them and come back while we do our setup. First things I want to tell you is that the show is sponsored by Safari Kid. safarikidusa.com is their website and they are an amazing preschool and after school program with many 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 locations all over the Bay Area and now many more internationally as well. safarikidusa.com. if you have a kid who is interested in preschool or in after school homework help, enrichment activities, please go to safarikidusa.com, click on their locations button and you will find a Safari Kid close to you, I promise you. Most importantly, I think it's the time that parents are starting to think about summer camp, and Safari Kid has summer camps at every location. Registrations are now open for summer camp 2015. 10% early bird discounts are available till the 31st of March, so you don't have a lot of time. There's also an additional 5% discount for siblings. Their summer camp activities include Lego robotics, art, science, creative writing, theater, young chef, on-site and talent shows, spelling bee, math, general knowledge, indoor games, outdoor sports, and field trips. Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. So register soon. Places are filling up quickly. For more details, check the website, safarikidusa.com. The next thing I want to tell you is our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. If you haven't already gone and liked us on our Facebook page, please go and do so right now. We don't put any junk information there. Just to tell you what the categories are, who the players are, who the winners are. But your liking us helps us, builds our morale, makes us know that we're doing the right job and that you guys like us and we want to continue with the show. So if you haven't already liked the show, please go and like it. Third thing. Our musical showcase. Come on, parents. Every time I speak to a child on the show, I hear that he or she is learning some instrument or learning vocal music or some kind of music. But I never, never get any entries from you guys. We are doing a musical showcase on this show where we showcase all kids who are learning music, whether they happen to be beginners or, you know, professionals or amateurs or, you know, in whatever stage of music they happen to be. We've had kids sing very simple songs, beginner songs. We've had kids sing absolute full Bollywood songs. And the entire spectrum is welcome. All we want to say is, here's a kid who's learning music and good job. So if you haven't already done so, please send us your child's musical performance in the form of an MP3, MP4, WAV file, or even a YouTube link, because I'm sure many of you parents have been proud parents who've been recording their children's performances. So come on, just send us a link to the recording. I'm really disappointed that given how many of our kids learn a musical instrument, I'm not getting more entries. So please do send it to us. The place to send it to is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now this email is our universal email for whatever you want to send us. Whatever you want to send to us, you send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, whether it's a category idea, whether it's a musical showcase, whether it's answers to our quizzes, whatever it is. If you want to have questions about the show, if you have questions, then we will answer those. So safariquizshow@gmail.com is our email. Okay, it's time to meet our contestants for today. Our first contestant is Harsh. Welcome to the show, Harsh. Say hi.
Hi.
Awesome. That's perfect. So Harsh, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where you study, how old you are, what do you like to do for fun?
Hi, I'm Harsh. I study at Chadbourne Elementary and I'm in fifth grade and I'd like to play soccer.
Awesome. Do you play competitive soccer?
Yeah.
What's your team?
We don't have a team name yet because our games are going to start in April.
Oh, okay. So is it the first year you're playing competitive soccer or you've been playing for a while?
Well, first year I played competitive soccer, but I played soccer since kindergarten.
Okay, and do you have a favorite position?
I like all positions, yeah? Except for goalie.
You like being, except for goalie, oh, you don't, I know nobody this age likes to play goalie. But you know something, goalies are the toughest players on the team. They have not just responsibility to block the goal, they also have a responsibility to see how the game is going on and advise their teammates. So often goalies are the captains of the team.
That's exactly why I don't like being goalie.
It's too much work. Yeah. You like being striker? or yeah. playing defense?
Both.
Both. Awesome. Harsh is, we have to give out big shout out to Harsh today because one of our contestants dropped out just last minute because she fell ill, and Harsh stepped in at the last minute. So I am very proud of him for being on the show today, and very proud of his parents for volunteering his name. It's not easy because he had very little time to prepare compared to the other two kids who are here, but he still agreed to be on the show. So let's give him a little round of applause. Thank you, Harsh, for being here and helping us out. Our next contestant is a very familiar contestant. She used to be naughty, but her mom promises us that she's not so naughty anymore. Welcome back, Pooja.
Hi, my name is Pooja. I go to College Park Elementary School. I'm in fourth grade.
And are you still naughty elsewhere? I'd hate to think that your naughtiness is all gone. Oh, you've become a good girl?
She's always been a good girl.
No, no, no. That's no fun. All right, welcome back to the show, Pooja. Tell me what you're reading these days. Anything interesting?
Well, I'm reading random books.
Random books? What's your favorite like genre? Do you like adventure or do you like comedy?
I like mystery / adventure.
Mystery and adventure. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer girl heroines or boy heroines?
I like both.
You like both? Good for you. All right, so that was Pooja. Welcome back. Pooja has been a regular contestant. She loves being on the show. She wins a lot. She has mad buzzer skills. So the boys will have to really up their game today. Our next contestant, I am so glad to have him here. His name is Mahaksh. Did I get that right? Yeah. And Mahaksh has been, I think, a relatively recent listener of the show. But he's become a very regular listener. And then he's decided to take the jump from being a listener to coming and being a participant on the show. So, Mahaksh, welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hi.
There you go. And so now you know that Mahaksh has been trying many times. I hear his name often in the listener questions when he calls in. But he's come on the show today, so he's guaranteed to win a prize today. So that is awesome. Good job, Mahaksh. Welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Warm Springs Elementary, and I'm in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. And Mahaksh, what do you do for fun after school?
After school, well, when I'm done with everything, I like to play cricket.
You like to play cricket? Have you been watching the World Cup cricket?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been staying up late?
Well, yeah.
In fourth grade, you can do that. That's absolutely fine. So you must be pretty excited because India is doing so well now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, go India. What is the Indian team? Is there a name for them? Is there a pet name for them?
No.
No? You just say, go India? What do you say? How do you cheer for them?
How was I supposed to know?
No? You just cheer. You said, yay.
Yeah.
That's it? Okay. Well, everybody out there listening, yay, India. Awesome. All right. So today's categories are, the first category that we're going to do is Indian festivals. This category was picked by Pooja. I have a feeling that she's going to have a terrible advantage over the rest of the kids. First of all, because Harsh was such a late entrant and Mahaksh didn't have as much time, and it's Pooja's choice. But I have to say, the boys agreed to this topic, so I'm really, really proud of them for doing so, because they could have easily said, nah, too difficult, let's pick a topic that's easy for us. Because you know what, this is a game. Everybody has fun. And there's really, you know, you don't have to get hung up over having to win. The idea is to have fun. I hope everybody who's listening is having fun too. And we're going to get started with the category as soon as we do a buzzer check. Harsh, can I have your buzzer?
What?
Press your buzzer. Yes, I just want to make sure everybody's buzzer is working. Remember, press the buzzer. Don't raise your hand or blurt out the answer. Are you guys ready for the first question?
Yeah.
Our category is Indian festivals. What I've done is all the dates that I'm going to mention today are this year's Indian festival dates. India, many Indian festivals operate on a lunar calendar, on the calendar of the moon. So the dates change year to year. Some of them are like national holidays, and there the date doesn't change. But for many of our God birthdays and things like that, the date actually changes from year to year. So the dates that I'm going to give you are actually this year's dates. Okay? First question is a little tough, but we're going in order, chronological order of the dates. Okay? First question. 14th of January this year was a Punjabi winter festival, usually celebrated with a bonfire. Name it. The clue is, it's the name of somebody in this room. But if you don't know her name, then you won't know the festival either. 14th of January this year was a Punjabi winter festival, usually celebrated with a bonfire. No?
Lori?
Lori, that's right. 10 points to Pooja, yes. And just to mention, my daughter Lori is here. Well, she's Lori, and this festival is Lodi, but close enough. And she's here to help out with the points. Thank you, Lori. All right, question number two. 26th of January is a very special day for India because...
Independence Day?
Oops, minus five. Question passes to Harsh.
I don't know.
Pooja?
Pass.
Do you want to change your answer? No points, but I'd love to hear a correct answer. 26th of January is a very special day for India because it's the day the Constitution of India came into force. Okay, Lori, what is it? Republic Day is right. All right, no points, but good job. Question number three. March 6th was the Festival of Colors. Name this festival. That was Pooja, and she was fast on the buzzer. That's correct. Okay, question number four. Sunday, the 5th of April, is the day Christians in India celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is also the day kids look for colored eggs.
Easter.
Who is that? Pooja again. Pooja is right. This is Easter. That's what Easter celebrates, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Question number five. Monday, the 4th of May, celebrates the birth of this great man who founded a religion of peace. He's also considered by Hindus as the ninth avatar of Vishnu. So go ahead, count.
Krishna.
No. Krishna did not found a religion of peace. Count. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. Let's go. So, question, you're minus 10. Question passes to Harsh.
I still don't know.
Still don't know. Okay.
The ninth?
Ninth.
Buddha.
Buddha is right. You got it right, but I can't give you points because the first answer was wrong. Question number six. 29th of August this year is when brothers and sisters celebrate their bond.
Raksha Bandhan.
You got it, Harsh. Good job. All right. Question number seven. 5th of September is Teachers' Day in India. But this year, we're also celebrating the birthday of this naughty god who surely would have annoyed his teachers
Krishna.
All the time. Krishna is right. Good job. Question number eight. 17th of September this year is when we celebrate this god who had his head cut off and replaced by that of an animal.
Ganesh.
Good job, Harsh. Question number 9. October 2nd every year is the birthday celebration of this man who's called...
Gandhi.
Harsh, not bad. For someone who had no clue, you did really well that time. Question number 10. September 24th is a holy day for Muslims because Muslims around the world believe that Allah commanded Ibrahim to sacrifice his son Ishmael. Ibrahim followed God's orders, but his son was replaced by a sheep at the last moment. It's a holy day for Muslims.
Bakrid,
awesome. That is correct. 10 points to Pooja. Good job. Last question. Oh, we're done. And now it's time for our listener question. Callers, the phone number... to call in is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Here's the listener question. The 10th day of Navratri celebrates the victory of good over evil and is called this. And it has different names, so I'll accept different names. Because in different parts of the country, it's called different names. The 10th day of Navratri in India celebrates the victory of good over evil and is called this. Hi, you're on the air. No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Bashira.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, this is Anish.
Yes, Anish, and what's your answer?
My answer is Dashara.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria, and the answer is Dashara.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Dashara.
Thank you, Stuti. No, have a call again, Stuti.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is Dashara.
What's your name again?
Rishika.
Rishika?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, the answer is Dashara.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think that the answer is Vijaya Dasmi Dasera.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Vijaya Dasmi.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Dasera.
Thank you, Tanisha, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dasera.
Thank you, Rahul. That was the 10th caller. If you're still on the line and wanting to call in, we have two more questions coming up later in the show. Or you can come and participate on the show, just like Mahaksha is doing. And we're going to take a break now. Everybody's going to give me my cheer, right? And when we come back, we'll see who won our first listener question. This time, the winner will be picked by Mahaksha. And we'll also see how the...
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jiyeja!
Sawal Kiye Jao.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Harsh, Pooja and Mahaksha. Before we begin to find out who the winners are and move on with our next round, want to remind you that summer camps are open now at safarikidusa.com. So if you've been looking for a summer camp option, please do check out safarikidusa.com. Our first category, if you missed it, was Indian festivals. Quite a difficult category, but the kids did quite well. And let's see what the... before we see what the points are, let's look at our listener question. Our question was, the 10th day of Navratri celebrates the victory of good over evil and is called this. I got all correct answers. You can call it Vijayadashmi or Dashara. And from all the correct answers, it was Mahaksha's turn to pick a winner. Mahaksha, who is the winner of the first listener question?
Neha.
All right. Good job, Neha. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line of the email, mention question number 1 and today's date, March 21st, 2015. And in the body, your name, question and answer. All right, so let's see how the points in the studio are. Harsh, how many points do you have?
I have 30 points.
Pooja, how many points 50. Do you have? Pooja 50. Has 50 and Mahaksha has to open his account, but I'm sure this next category, which is a word jumble, will be a little more equal, and we are going to get started on that right away. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a set of letters. Each set of letters jumbled up translates to a word that's associated with the weather. Ready? The first one is Tandoor. T-A-N-D-O-O-R. Bless you. And the clue is a powerful storm. Tandoor. Tornado. Very good, Harsh. All right. Question number 2. Whoops. Question number 2. Zebra. Z-E-B-R-E-E. Zebra. A gentle wind.
Breeze.
Very good. Question number 3. E-factors. E-F-A-C-T-O-R-S. What the weather person tells you?
Forecast.
Forecast. Very good. That was quick. Question number 4. Chair Roon. C-H-A-I-R-R-U-N-E. Tropical storm.
Hurricane.
Oh my God, Harsh, you're really fast. Very good. All right. Question number 5. Borwin. B-O-A-R-W-I-N. N. Colors in the sky. No. Minus 5. Question passes to Pooja.
Aurora Borealis?
No. Mahaksha, B-O-A-R-W-I-N. Colors in the sky. Rainbow.
Oh.
I bet some of our listeners got that. Too complicated?
No, we were thinking too complicated.
Yeah, thinking too complicated. That's right. Simple one. All right. Snub run is the next one. S-N-U-B-R-U-N. What you might get if you stay out too long in the daytime?
Sunburn.
Pooja, you got it, Mahaksha? Oh, she just buzzed in a little bit faster. Good job. All right. Question number 7. Red Hunt. R-E-D-H-U-N-T. Loud noise. Red Hunt.
Thunder.
Thunder. Very good. Question number 8. Forts. F-O-R-T-S.
Storm.
Minus 5. Question passes to Mahaksh. Ice on the ground. F-O-R-T-S. Ice on the ground. You don't have to buzz. Just answer if you know it. Mahaksh, you have 2 more seconds.
Okay.
Pass? Frost. Very good. Ice on the ground. 5 points. Question number 9. Lice rag. L-I-C-E-R-A-G. Thick ice mass. L-I-C-E-R-A-G.
Ice? No. Come on.
Minus 5. Passes to Mahaksh. Lice rag. Thick ice mass. L-I-C-E-R-A-G. No? Okay. Harsh, 5 seconds. Glacier. Glacier. All right. Last question. Bum sin. B-U-M-S-I-N. A kind of cloud, though it sounds much worse than that. Bad joke. I take it back. Zip, zip. B-U-M-S-I-N, a kind of cloud. A kind of cloud. No? Nobody, come on. B-U-M-S-I-N, a kind of cloud. What are the kinds of clouds? Lori, did you get it? Oh, okay. Michael also got it. I think we have to assume the kids are not getting it. No? No, no, no. Michael, you want to answer? Nimbus, that's correct. Nimbus, cirrus, stratus, No, cumulonimbus is a cumulus, nimbus, stratus, cirrus, and then there are mixed of the clouds. Cumulonimbus, cumulostratus.
We haven't learned about nimbus.
You haven't learned about nimbus. No. Okay, nimbus. All right. So that brings us to the end of this category. It's time for our listener question now. Here you go. First of all, call in number 510-770-1550.
65.
And your word jumble is minus at. M-I-N-U-S-A-T. Yes, kids in the studio can try it out, but don't answer. Minus at. M-I-N-U-S-A-T. Powerful waves. M-I-N-U-S-A-T. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aditya and the answer is tsunami.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Mommy.
Who's this?
Hello.
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Aditya.
Oh, another Aditya. Okay, what's your Aditya, what's your last name?
Tsunami.
What's the last initial?
Tsunami.
I got the answer, but Aditya, I want to know your last initial or last name. What's the last name?
I don't want to.
Okay, we're going to cancel that because we have 2 Adityas. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is Tsunami.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti and the answer is Tsunami.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is Tsunami.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika and the answer is Tsunami.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Arna, and the answer is tsunami.
Thank you, Arna. Yeah, go ahead.
The answer is tsunami.
What's your name again?
Ashna.
Ashna. Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is tsunami.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ranjini, and the answer is tsunami.
What's your name again?
Ranjini.
Ranjini. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is tsunami.
Thank you, Sabina. Sabina was the last caller. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our second listener question and how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Quiz Show.
Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
There's that naughty Pooja. Welcome back to the show. This is your host Vidya here with Harsh, Pooja and Mahaksh. Let's see what we did in our last category, which was word jumble for weather. Our listener question was minus at, M-I-N-U-S-A-T. The clue was powerful waves. Everyone got it right. It's indeed tsunami. From all the correct answers, it was Pooja's turn to pick the winner. Pooja, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of our second listener question is Rahul.
Rahul. All right, Rahul. Write to us. Mention the subject line. Please mention question number 2. Today's date, March 21st. And in the body, your email, your contact information, the question and the answer. Rahul, I don't think you've been on our show. So if you want to participate, please do let us know. But don't put it in the same email. Just put it in a separate email that says in the subject line, participation, so that Miss Anu doesn't get confused. So the email to write to us at is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, let's see how kids are in the studio are doing. Harsh, how many points do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 60. 60.
Pooja?
65.
Ooh, this is a close one. Yes, Mahaksh yet has to open his account. He knew many of the answers last time, but couldn't buzz in fast enough. But maybe this is going to be his good category because we are going to do 4th grade math. Now, here also, I think that Pooja and Harsh have a slight advantage. Harsh, because he's in 5th grade. Pooja, are you in 5th or 4th? You're in 4th grade, but she's a very smart cookie who's been on the show many, many times and knows how to do the buzzer. All right. Here's your first question in the category 4th grade math. They're all word problems. Your favorite aunt is flying to your house next month. She's coming from Austin to San Francisco. It's a 5-hour flight and she lives 1,400 miles away from you. How fast does the plane go? I think we're going to need more papers. Who's that? Yes.
7,000 miles.
Nope, that is not correct. More paper. Question passes to Harsh.
280 miles.
280 miles. Mahaksh, you divided when you multiplied when you should have divided. 1,400 miles, 5 hours. Divide, not multiply. All right. So 5 points to him. Right, got it. Okay, question number 2. Do you need another paper? I know you've used up a lot of your paper, Mark.
Can I have another paper too?
Yes, yes. Everybody can have another paper. Whoever needs another paper can have another one. You can just discard. One. Yes.
Thank you. I might put it in my head instead,
though. Okay, yeah. Question number 2. On the 5th day of Christmas, how many gifts did you get? Remember, on the 1st day of Christmas, you got 1 gift. On the 2nd day of Christmas, you got 2. Go for it, Mahat.
16.
Was it 16? No, it wasn't.
What?
15.
15, that's right. 5 points. You're very close. 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1. 9, 9 plus 3, 12, 12 plus 2, 14 plus 1, 15. That's correct.
On the first day of Christmas, then you got a partridge and a pear tree.
That's
and
one.
The second one.
You got 2 turtle doves. Okay. 3.
No, you got 2 plus 1. Because you got a partridge and a pear tree and a okay, 2 doves.
But isn't it the sigma of 5? 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus
1. Ooh. Okay, let me see that. On the first day of Christmas, my turtle gave to me. On the second day of Christmas, my turtle gave to me. 2 turtle doves and a partridge. You are quite right. My mistake. Nobody gets this answer right. You can calculate it again. Do it again.
Wait, what's the question?
On the fifth day of Christmas, how many gifts did you get? And she's right. On the second day of Christmas, you get 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. And the third day of Christmas, you get 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. So every day you get the previous day's gifts also. So it's a big solution which I need to calculate. Eee! 1 plus plus. Okay, I'm going to have to check this because I don't know if that's correct. 10 plus 16, 26, plus 9. No, I'm not getting that answer. Okay, I'm going to check this. Hey, somebody, Michael, calculate.
You can do the calculators on the phone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plus 2, 4, 6, 8, plus 3, plus 6, 9, and 4, 8, plus 5. No, I think I've got it right. 10, 13, 13, plus 9, 22, 30. Yeah, that's incorrect, Pooja. Pen's not working. Here you go. Calculate. Okay, minus 5 for Pooja. Does anybody else want to try? Mahak... Too complicated? Yes, it's 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1. Yeah. That's the sum. The first day you get 1, the second day you get 2 plus 1, third day you get 3 plus 2 plus 1.
I thought you get that many days. Because that's what you said in the question.
No, on the fifth day of Christmas, how many gifts did you get? So you get a cumulative of all the day's gifts. So the true love has been giving you gifts since the first day, right? So the first day you got 1 turtle dove. The second day you got, what did you get? No, 1 partridge. The second day you got 2 turtle doves and a partridge. So that now you have 2 turtle doves and 2 partridges.
Oh.
And the third day you get 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves and a partridge. That means you have 3 French hens. Yes. 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 Calculate, calculate. I'll give you time. Pooja has already answered, but you guys can answer. Thank you, Pooja, for pointing out my mistake. You are absolutely right. Right. That was difficult.
I think I got it.
Okay. You want to guess?
35?
Yes. 5 points. Good job. It is 35. Good job. You got 45? No, it's 35. 5 plus 8, 13. 13 plus 9... 22 plus 8, 35. He gets 5, not 10.
I have another 5. So.
Okay, so you can give him 10 and get a 5. All right, next one. Also going to challenge you. So more papers. And this one has multiple, ways to get to the answer. So please be creative. I hope you have time today. Okay, you have a Target gift card for $35. You can buy books for $8. Or chocolate bars for $3, or board games for $4. Which combination will get you closest to spending all your money?
Wait, how many? You have $35?
Yeah, you can buy books for $8, chocolate bars for $3, or board games for $4. Each, obviously, each. $8 each, chocolate bar for $3 each, board games for $4 each.
I have a question.
Hmm.
Can you combine, like...
Yes, you can combine any number of books and chocolate bars and board games. But you have to get closest to 35. If you can get actually 35, that would be great because you spent all your money.
I got it.
Yes.
It's 3 $8 things and 1 $3 thing.
So that would give you 8 threes are 24 plus 3, 20. 7. So out of 35. Okay, we'll hold Pooja's answer. What is your answer, Harsh? Mahak, you tell me.
You can buy 2 $8 things, 3 $3 things, and 2 $4 things.
Exactly. That'll come to 35?
That'll come to 33.
33? You can get 3, 8, 2, 7. No, wait. Finish Mahaksh's sum. So, Pooja got 20, so spent $27 off her 35. Mahaksh, how much did you spend?
33.
2 $8 things.
Wait, 16. I meant something else.
And chocolate bars, how many is it? 2 chocolate bars.
I meant
so, 16 plus 9, 25.
I meant four,
and then 2 $4,
things.
That'll give you $33.
I
okay, so you got 33. Too late. Harsh.
Four books?
Yeah, 4 books. So that would get you to $32. Then you could buy one chocolate bar that would get you to $35.
Correct. Harsh gets the points. He spent all his money. Good job. Pooja got it. Whoop. Don't pull the buzzer. Okay. Is everybody's buzzer working? Everybody get back on your buzzers. I'm going to check. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. So, Harsh spent all his money, so he wins.
I didn't have any money. Okay,
sorry. So, you spent all the money on your gift card, so you got points. Okay. Next question. At the lemonade stand, you sold lemonade for 25 cents a glass. You made $8 at the end of the day. How many glasses did you sell?
32.
Very good. Okay. Question number 5. Aditya ate 3/4 of a pie and Binu ate 2/3 of the pie. Who ate more pie?
The person who ate 3/4 of
the person
pie.
Who ate 3/4 of the pie. Very good. This, I think the 5th grader has a slight advantage here. Alright. Question number 6. If a perimeter of a rectangle is 30 and one side is 9 inches, find the length of the other side that's not equal.
6
is right. Oof, he's running away with this. Question number 7. Susie used 0.75 cup of sugar in a batch of brownies. What fraction of a cup did she use?
3/4.
3/4. Finally. No, he owes me money. So, yeah. Good job. I think we'll make a rule next time that if anybody has negative going into the next round, it gets wiped out and they start at zero. But, yeah, we should do that. Yeah. Okay, give him the 10 points. Yeah. Good job. Question number 8. Neil spent 3 days working on his science report. He worked for 2.5 hours each day. How many hours did he work?
7.5 hours.
7.5 hours. Very good. Question number 9. Mrs. Sharma bought 4 pizzas with 8 slices each. She and her friends ate 21 slices of pizza. How many slices were left?
7.
Is that right? Nope. -5. Question passes to Mahaksh.
11.
11 is right. It's 5 points. Good job. Good job, Mahaksh. Question number 10. Olivia read 35 books each month. How many books did she read from the beginning of September 2007 to the end of January 2009?
Wait, what?
Olivia read 35 books each month. How many books did she read from September 2007 to January 2009, that is end of January 2009. So that's September, October, November, December, then the entire 2008, and then January 2009. Give me a pencil, I want to calculate too.
595.
I have to check because I didn't do the calculation here. So that is 4, 5 months, 12 plus 5, 17 times 35.
Yep.
Yeah, it's correct? 195. Good job, Harsh. All right, so Harsh gets 10 points. And with that, we come to the end of our quiz for today. And, oh yes, we have 5 minutes, so we'll do a quick 6 minutes. We'll have a very quick listener question. Math category is a trick question. How many eggs can you put in an empty basket measuring 6 inches by 6 inches? How many eggs can you put in an empty basket measuring 6 inches by 6 inches? 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550.
I know.
No questions for the... Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is 36.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Shelly, and the answer is 36.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is 36.
Thank you, Rishika. By the way, did I mention the question again? How many eggs can you put in an empty basket measuring 6 inches by 6 inches? Yeah, okay, I've got 36. All right. Next, who's on the line? You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Rahul, and the answer is 36.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Randhir, and I think the answer is 36.
Randhir? Thank you, Randhir. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is 36.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is 36 eggs.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is 36.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pratyush, and the answer is 1 egg.
Thank you, Pratyush. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Swami, and the answer is 36.
Thank you, Swami. Swami was the last caller. We're going to go on break now, last break, and when we come back, we'll see who won this listener question as well as who won our contest in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. G-A-J-A. G-A-J-A. Thank you. Okay. 1 hour of fun. I hope you guys had a lot of fun playing along. I want to know how you fared versus the kids in the studio today. So do go on our Safari Quiz Show Facebook page and let us know how you did on your own at home. We finished the today's round with a trick question, and I mentioned it's a trick question. It was, how many eggs can you put in an empty basket measuring 6 inches by 6 inches? A lot of you answered 36. But the kids in the studio mentioned a very important point, that if it was a genuine question, then I would have given you the height of the box as well. Because if the box was really tall, then you could stack the eggs on top of each other. So 36 was not the correct answer. The correct answer was 1. Because once you put an egg into an empty basket, it doesn't become empty anymore. It's not empty anymore. So we had only 1 correct answer, so it was easy to pick. Whoop. Thank you, Michael. So, Harsh, who was the winner of our third listener question?
The winner of our third listener question, the only person who answered 1 for the question was Pratyush.
Pratyush, all right. Pratyush, write Pratyush to us at Pratyush. Oh, we'll SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Write question number 3, March 21st, 2015 in the subject line. And your name and contact information and the question in the body of the email. All right, we are... Let's find out how the kids in the studio are doing. Harsh, how many points do you have?
130 points.
Ooh, we really scored well in the math round. Pooja?
55.
And Mahaksh opened his account. Good job, Mahaksh. How many points do you have?
15.
Awesome. Harsh is our winner for today. Let's give him a big round of applause. I think he had a little bit of advantage because he was a fifth grader doing fourth grade math. Well done, Harsh. I hope to see you back on the show. Mahaksh, you too. It'll be great to have you back. Yes. Oh, we have no time.
Just saying.
All right. Well, you tell me afterwards, okay?
Okay?
So with that, we come to the end of today's show. Show was produced by Michael and Anu. Points were scored today by Lori. And the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.